Today we celebrate the great solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. So it's this great reprieve that we have from our Lenten journey, right? To celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation. And so as I oftentimes mention, here's a great opportunity for us to have a scoop of ice cream, two scoops of ice cream, or even maybe even three scoops of ice cream today as we celebrate this great feast day in the church. You've heard me mention before just the crazy impact that we can all have because, you know, the average person will know around 1,000 people in the course of their life, and each one of those 1,000 people will know 1,000 people, meaning that we're just one person removed from 1,000,000 people and two people removed from 1,000,000,000 people. So as to say, all the choices we make, the things that we say, have a great impact on so many. With that said, there's no two people that have had a greater impact on the history of the world than the two women that are called to mind today in our readings on this great feast. One woman that's explicitly named Mary, and the other implicitly named Eve. St. Irenaeus, a church father, mentioned how Nazareth has a counterpart, and its counterpart is the Garden of Eden. And the way that Luke chapter 1, our gospel today, lays out, Luke chapter 1 mentioning the beginning there of the angel of Gabriel was sent from God to a town called Nazareth, a virgin betrothed to a man, you know, calls to mind this first woman, Eve, right? Again, who of course was a woman. She was a virgin. She had a conversation with an angel in the Garden of Eden. Her conversation was, of course, with an angel of darkness, Lucifer. And the result of her conversation with this angel of darkness was sin and death, was the result. Humanity, by result of this conversation, of her act of disobedience, was now that humanity was trapped under the oppression of sin and death. And then now you got humanity and all the angels just waiting from that moment, waiting to get untrapped. And it was waiting, all of humanity, all the angels, until we arrive in Luke chapter 1 today of this town of Nazareth, and where we also have a woman who happens to be a virgin, who happens to have a conversation with an angel. And the way that it's set up is that you can just imagine the Israelites hearing this. Okay, here's an angel, town of Nazareth, she's a virgin, and here's the kicker. She was betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. Our first reading today in the prophet Isaiah mentions the fact, and the Israelites knew this, that the Messiah was going to come from the lineage of the kingdom of David. And so here the Israelites, just their ears perk up. Could this be the one? She's a virgin, and she's betrothed to a man of the lineage of David. The history, you know, the tradition of the church is, and poems written about this moment right here, is that it's the moment where heaven and the angels held their breath of wondering what the response of this woman was going to be at this moment. Was it going to be the same as the woman in the garden who, through an act of disobedience with a conversation with an angel, brought upon ugly consequences to the humanity? Or is here Mary with a conversation with the angel, this time an angel of light? Of course, we know that she gave this great act of obedience, which brought about the beginning of salvation for us. It's the way the history of the church has always understood the Annunciation of the Lord is the beginning of our salvation. It was the moment Mary's obedience here, her fiat, her yes, was the moment that humanity was wedded with divinity, where God wedded himself with flesh. Right, as we're 9 months out from Christmas here, it's a great opportunity to reflect upon just the craziness of Christmas and the incarnation. So that's what the Annunciation is, the beginning pointing to, the incarnation. And so, of course, we know that we talk about a lot about the process of divinization, that we're called to be saints. Here's where this begins, where God dwells in the womb of a virgin. And of course, now the Spirit dwelling in us with our baptism, of us beginning this process to become saints. And so Mary's yes, her act of not disobedience like Eve in the garden, but her act of obedience, of surrendering her life and saying, all right, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I'm fearful about it. There's a lot of uncertainty, but I give you my life, Lord, here, and I trust you because you're King, you're Lord, you're good. So here it is. Great consequences, fruitful consequences. So here it is for us today, realizing the choices we have, the opportunity that we have, every opportunity of a yes to God, the way that we can surrender to him can bring about just crazy good, crazy new beginnings, not just for us, but for those around us. Let us follow here Mary's example of her perfect surrender, saying, Lord, my life is no longer my own. I give it to you, and today I'm choosing that. Today I'm choosing to give you my life. I'm choosing saying yes, even in the face of uncertainty, even in the face of fear, just like Mary had, and the angel had to say, do not be afraid. Here's our opportunity to have a big impact today, like Mary, a fruitful impact by giving God our yes and making a perfect surrender to him.